Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Good morning, precious family. Our readings this morning is Psalm 89 from 27 to 29.
And I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My steadfast love I will keep for him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him. I will establish his offspring forever and his throne as the days of the heavens.
Hallelujah. Guys, this is just the most powerful words, promises, love to embrace. God is saying, Jesus, this is... It was for David, it was spoken over David, but it was ultimately fulfilled in Jesus. Amen. Where he says this, where God himself says, this is my beloved son. Amen. And this beloved son, he comes, he pays the price, he dies for us, he comes back, and he comes back, and he says, all authority, heaven and earth has been given to me. And then he says, therefore go make disciples, teaching them what I have commanded you. As God shows you, whatever God shows you, that you need to share it. And yeah, we can also say, see, you'll be the firstborn, the highest of all the kings of the earth. And so the wonderful scripture that says he's the firstborn among many brethren. So the reality is the goodness of God that is steadfast, that is forever. It's here, and it's been here for 2,000 years, and it's doctrines that push this thing so far away, you know, the revealing of Jesus, the revelation of Jesus, the goodness of God that is here, every spiritual blessing that you can stand, and that you can, you don't even have to fall, it tells us in Peter. So guys, there's been demonic influence to so keep people away from the reality of the king being here. Why? Because he's all over. He's not just in heaven. He's sitting on the right hand of power and coming on clouds of glory. How does he come in glory? When he calls you and he draws you out and you respond, his glory is upon you. He wakens you morning by morning. His glory is upon you. He empowers you to do what he wants you to do. His glory is upon you. And he brings about his plan and his purpose, his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. His glory is upon you. So, guys, this is the reality we've got to stand on. Yes, it is the glory is growing. The intensity is growing. But the kingdom is here. The glory is here. The favor of God, the presence of God is here. And why is it here? To overcome all this deception that is around. And I just want to take you to another 1 John 1:20, my sweetie, just get it there. And just here, this sums it up in a nutshell, guys. And we got to take hold of this, hey? The firstborn among many, the King of Kings, is ruling and reigning. And 1 John 5:20. There we go. Okay. Now, just before this, just before this, 5:19, he says that we know that we are from God. You got to know that, and you got to know you're in the kingdom. You got to know you're a citizen. You got to know that the goodness of God is on you and around you. And it's Psalm 91, his presence protects you, provides for you, and then he shows you his salvation. And the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Anything outside of Jesus, outside of faith, outside of the expectations we have through the great and precious promises, we've got to put them aside and we can't go on. And we know that the Son of God has come. Is a present reality and has given us understanding. So we need to get understanding as we embrace the truth. God watches over his word and he fulfills it. I'm thinking of John 14 now. He says, I will come live with you and the Father. But they say, how can you come live with us and not with the world? And he tells him why. Because you love my word, I will come live with you. You're obedient. When you love his word, you take hold of it. You're obedient. You believe it. You share it. You stand on it. You're not a secret agent. Amen. And I've given understanding. Why? So that you may know him who is true. Knowing him is being aware of, able to speak about and experience. And we are in him who is true, in his son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God. Amen. He is the true God. Not these false gods, these rulers of this world with their rulers and this and the people they've bought, their puppets. That's not. He is the true God and eternal life. Amen. Eternal life is to know the Father and Son. And that's you in that quality of life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. It says that. Keep yourself from idols. Idols, it also says, keep yourself from false worship, some of the translations. And that's it. The idols and the false is these so-called gods. They're so that the devil is operating and these deceptions that they are bringing in to, against the food, against the it's against mankind. This vaccines, all these things is against mankind, and it's through evil people that love money and control, and they love death to reduce the populations. So here you've got it. Stick to a living God, not a false God, not an idol. Amen. Look to the rock from which you were hewn. You look to Jesus, and in looking to Jesus, you find God. You abide in the shelter, Jesus, and then you are in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.